A broadcast from the Area County Fairs this year brought to you in part by Appleton Area Health, Canby Chamber of Commerce, Canby Drug and Gifts, CCM Health of Montevideo, Celtic Insurance, Carly Bothan, Cliff Buesman Trucking, Gary, South Dakota, the Cut Loose Tavern of Porter, Co-op Credit Union, Montevideo and Canby, Dawson Chamber of Commerce, Doug Service and Marine, Edward Jones, Shelley Bednar, Montevideo, Evenson Electronics of Holloway, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Fiesta City Liquor of Montevideo, FM Bank of Granite Falls, and Grace Haven Assisted Living in Madison.
All right, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Yellow Madison County Fair here in Canby. Paul Amo broadcasting live from our Q92 booth. Last day of the Yellow Madison County Fair. Hey, don't let the heat stop you from coming over. I already have a Maui Waui Hawaiian smoothie, and it's going down good, and that'll keep you cool for sure. And there's other places on the fairgrounds where they'll keep you cool. We've got a fan going on here in the booth, and yeah, it's not bad outside. But come on over to the fair. A lot of things happen. We'll talk about some of the events later. Of course, a big part of the Yellow Madison County Fair is the 4-H activities. And with me in the Q92 booth is, I've never met her before, but her name's Maya Pesek. Hi, Maya.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good, good.
That was a joke. We've met each other every year at the fair.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is one of my favorite parts of the fair.
Yeah, mine too.
But do you remember the first time I did interview you? Do you remember it? Because you were so young.
I remember standing there and you interviewing me.
Okay.
What questions and things? I have no idea.
I think that was back in kindergarten when you were kindergarten, right?
Yeah, it was.
And we got a picture of that with a cow. Do you remember that cow?
I believe it was my cow, Elena.
Your what?
My cow.
Okay.
And her name was Elena.
Oh, Elena. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. So how many years ago was that then, Maya?
I would have been 5, so 11 now.
11 years now. And what grade are you going to go in at?
I'm going to be a junior at Canby High School.
Okay. So we do this every year, and we don't miss it, right?
Correct. Yep. Okay.
I do that with some people at the Swift County Fair in Appleton, too. But I had COVID last year at the Appleton Fair, so I had to miss it, and they weren't too happy with me.
I
wasn't in the picture, so.
Yeah.
All right, 4-H is a big part of your life and your family life. Tell us what's happening here at the fair. What's been going on with 4-H and you and your family?
So I show beef cattle at the county fair, and this year I brought two steers. I brought a year-old market steer, and then I brought a prospect steer who was born in March.
Okay. And how did you do?
With my big steer, I got overall market beef, and with my little steer, I won overall prospect calf, and then I also got reserve senior showman and champion interview.
You remember all that?
Yes.
All right, awesome. All right, you have to educate me. You have to do that every year with 4-H.
Yep.
So you show, and then you have judges that judge?
Yep. So we have one judge in the ring, and then we have all of us that are in that class, so in that category of cattle, that walk around the ring, and we walk like two laps, and then we set them up, so then you get it so that their legs are in a certain position, and you loin them down just so these cows are looking their best so that the judge can judge and do their job.
Okay. So how do you prepare for this then? Daily chores on
yes.
the farm?
Yes. So you got to feed, water them daily, all those sort of things. And then I also wash them daily, so I give them baths.
Oh, wow. Daily?
Daily, yep. So then you can get their hair nice and ready to go for the show. And then I also got to take them on daily walks.
Wow.
And so that they're ready to go for that show ring.
So, yeah, I know you're so active in school and sports. When do you find time to do this?
It's definitely a time management thing. Got to get to my runs in the morning. I'm working a job this summer, and I get out and get my cattle done as well. So,
talk about the nutrition for the animals. Is that important?
Yeah, it's super important. The animals get a certain amount of feed so that they're also looking their best all the time, and we feed them show chow and pre-con twice a day, and then they also have constant access to hay and water. So.
Okay. So you're in 4-H. What 4-H?
Workers 4-H Club.
Okay. The Wergland, Mac, your brother, has it on his shirt there.
Yeah.
Let me read it, Mac. Wergland Willing Workers 4-H Club.
Yep.
Okay. Have you been in that group?
I've been in that group the entire time I've been in 4-H.
Okay.
So.
Oh, your brother Max, how did he do?
He did really well as well. He does cattle and pigs, and with his pigs, he got champion and reserve breeding gilt because he had 4 pigs here. So.
Oh, wow.
And he also got champion barrow. And he also got champion intermediate showman, champion intermediate interview. Yeah, he swept the pig barn.
Wow, that's awesome. We got to talk to him, right?
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Come on, Max. Throw a headset on. Turn him up. We got to talk to him. So that's pretty impressive, Max. Put your headset on there, Mac. Maya's brother, Pesek. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow, so you swept the swine proportion,
yep.
Huh?
Yep.
Talk about that, your pigs then.
They're just really energetic, super fun to just be around. They're wash them every day, walk them every day. They can be annoying at times, but yet they're so fun.
Yeah, how do you keep a pig clean? Don't they keep running back into the mud?
Well, you got to keep their pen clean for the most part, and you got to wash them with, like, certain soaps, certain conditioners.
Okay, awesome. And you got to feed them right, right?
Yep.
What do you feed your pigs?
Well, we just feed them some, like, cornmeal stuff right now.
Okay.
And then more towards state fair time, we'll feed them, like, certain things, like s'more fills. Yolk.
Okay. What's the most enjoyable part of being in 4-H with your animals? What do you like the most about it?
Just being around them.
Being around them? Cool, that's awesome. What grade are you going into?
Eighth
grade, okay. And how long have you been in 4-H, Mac?
Since
kindergarten?
Yep.
Just like Maya, huh?
Yep.
I can tell you both love what you do, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Do you do all this on your farm, or how do you get the animals?
So my dad raises show cattle, and then my dad's sister and her husband actually have a pig farm, which is where Mac gets his pigs from.
Oh, okay.
So they come to our house from Owatonna, Minnesota. So that's where the pigs come from. And then right down the road, about 4 miles from our home farm, is our grandparents, which is where we keep our show cattle.
Okay, and their names?
Is Dick and Judy Pesek.
Okay. Awesome. So you both go to the state fair then with your animals?
Yeah.
You've been doing that every year about, right, Mac?
I've done it 2 years because I've only been eligible 2 years. You got to be past sixth grade.
Oh, okay. So still pretty exciting for you, huh?
Yep.
Is that a whole week family outing then at the state fair?
Yeah, for the most part.
You love it, huh?
Yeah, I've been going to the state fair since I was 2 just to watch the cattle show. So,
oh, wow.
And then getting to be a part of it now is kind of cool.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Well, congratulations on all your awards in 4-H.
Yeah.
What do you like about being in 4-H, Mac? We'll start with you, and then we'll ask Maya that.
I just like the projects, being able to spend time with animals and stuff like that.
Good. How about you, Maya?
My favorite part about being in 4-H right now is probably the younger kids and getting to mentor them and being a leader for them. I think it's really cool.
Oh, cool. Awesome. So, so you're going to be a junior?
Yep.
And you're going to be an eighth grader?
Yep.
Okay. And are you in sports?
Yeah.
I know Maya is. How about you, Mac?
I'm in football, wrestling, and track.
Oh, you're a wrestler. All right. Go Lancers, right?
Yep.
Okay. How about you, Maya?
I'm in track and cross country.
Yeah,
and then I'm a wrestling stack girl as well.
You're a wrestler. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wrestling stack girl. All right. Yeah, very good at track. You go to state about every year. How's the cross-country season? It's starting pretty soon, yeah?
Yeah, it is starting pretty soon. I'm really excited.
That's right. Your mother's the coach?
Oh, yeah.
So how many miles have you put on this summer?
I don't even know, Paul.
Do track?
Quite a bit. I've been running for probably 4 or 5 weeks now this summer. So
okay.
I try to get at least 5 runs in a week. So
5 runs in miles, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I run probably anywhere from 3 to 5 miles a day.
Oh, how many miles you run, Mac? About the same as me, I'm guessing, huh?
I run once.
Oh, you do run? Okay.
Probably a mile a day.
Oh, wow, that's way more than I do. I go from the recliner to the refrigerator. That's how fast I go. That's about it. So.
Yeah.
All right. What do you like about the Elemison County Fair? What you've done besides 4-H stuff?
Well, the past two nights have been kind of exciting in the grandstand. We went to the races Thursday night, which were fun to go see. And then last night we had a new thing, which was bull riding. And that was kind of exciting to watch. So.
You didn't ride a bull, did you?
No. But.
Baja races tonight, I think.
Yeah, I'm excited to go to those, too. So.
But I'm impressed with how many inflatables there are this year.
There is a lot of inflatables. I know Mac's gone on them a couple times. So.
The water ones?
No.
Not the water ones? Okay. They're pretty fun?
Yeah, they're very fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. And they're I think they opened up already for that. So, all right. Well, yeah. There we go. Thanks. Another interview. I don't know what year we are, Maya.
So this has got to be, year 11.
10, 11 years ago, interviewing Maya Pesek at the Yellow Medicine County Fair. So, all right, thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, Mac, thanks for putting the headset on and being brave. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
We're going to start this now with you, you know.
Yep.
Every year, right?
Yep.
After Maya's done, we'll keep it going, right?
Sounds great.
All right. That's Maya Pesek and Mac Pesek from the Wirgland Willing Workers 4-H Club here at the Yellow Medicine County Fair. Just real quick, the Baja races are the grandstand event tonight, and it starts at 7 o'clock, so take that in. And don't forget the Stitches from Dawson. They're a great band. They're from 8 to midnight in the entertainment stage here at the Yellow Medicine County Fair. And with that, we'll continue with our live broadcast throughout the afternoon here on Q92. And with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studios.
A broadcast from the area county fairs this year brought to you in part by Greater Community Credit Union, Dawson, Heather Nursery and Floral, Hughes Real Estate, Independent Oil Company of Canby, Jim's Clothing, Fast Threads, Johnson Memorial Health Services in Dawson, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Midwest Bank of Dawson, MVTV Wireless, Olson Sanitation, Prairie Sun Bank, Dawson Grain, R&T Manufacturing, and Midwest Rivers Insurance, Mitch Gertis. Our broadcasts from the area county fairs this year are brought to you in part by Southwest Insurance, Kerry Harding of Canby, SMI Hydraulics Porter, Texas Best Barbecue, The Dryer Doctors, Montevideo, UFB Miniota, WD Tours, West Con of Holloway, Clear Pathway, Junk Removal, Austin Moan, Schmidt Egg Sales, Sawearable Designs of Appleton, Sandhill Mills, Pete and Brittany Haugen, Pyrrhus, Strand Agency of Dawson, Triggerstead Seeds, Warren Triggerstead, Canby Sportsman's Club, and Granite Falls Cenex.
All right, welcome back to the Yellow Medicine County Fair here in Canby. Last day of the fair, so come on over. Got plenty of time, a lot of people here already enjoying the inflatables, the exhibit building, the vendors are here. Got the Baja races tonight. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But don't let the heat stop you from coming to Canby today, because it's not too bad, really, to be honest with you. It's there's a lot of people here already. So joining me in our Q92 booth is a couple of fair board members, Katie Gronoff and Crystal Tufson.
Tufson. But close.
There was a ball player Thompson last night playing on the baseball team, right?
Oh, maybe.
Okay. All right. So Crystal and Katie join me here. They're on the fair board. Hey, you guys do a great job. Are you enjoying it?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
It's important to make time for ourselves too, while we hustle and bustle all weekend.
That's right. So I pulled you out of work so you can come.
Yeah.
That's why
out
you're
of the AC. Yeah, way to go.
That's right, the office is air conditioned.
It sure is.
Yeah. Not bad here in the exhibit building.
No, it's tolerable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so how's the fair been going so far?
It's been going pretty good. A lot of people, last day, like you said, and I mean, I don't know what time is it.
Yeah, it's a little after 1.
A little after 1, and yeah, a lot of people out there. So.
Yep. Thursday was a great crowd, I think, with the inflatable.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, we had Free Kid Day, sponsored by the Scrappers, Pedal Pole Company.
Yep.
So we had quite the crowd out there, and a lot of free activities for the kids around the ground as well.
Yeah, Katie, talk about the inflatables here today. Is it the same company? It seems like there's a lot more of them this year.
Yeah, so we have used this company last year too, but we did bring in quite a few extra to kind of target the older kid group, teenage kind of group.
Yep.
So we brought in a lot of water ones for them, and a few more big ones, and we have a special area just for the children, six and under. So there's no big kids intertwined with those little ones. But,
smart.
Yep. So yeah, we had a lot of feedback last year, and that feedback was some of those older youth didn't feel they had that opportunity to jump and have fun. So.
Well, I interviewed a couple of kids the other day when I was here. They just loved the inflatables, especially the water ones.
Oh, yeah. It's quite a mess out there.
On a day like today.
Yep. You can do that. Bring your swimsuit, kids.
Yep.
And you can take part in the inflatables here.
Yeah.
So tell us what's going on today, then, on the rest of the fair here.
We have the kids' pedal pole going on, and we did move that over to the Sportsman's Club due to the heat.
That's right.
So it is inside the Sportsman's Club if you plan to join and attend and participate in that. And that registration starts at 1:30, and the kickoff is at 2 o'clock there.
Okay. And a number of other activities. If I can find my page, you got a nice booklet here. But
yeah. Well, we've got slime going on, I think, till 3.
Slime making class for
some of those little ones out there.
I heard bull riding went really well last night.
Oh, it was great.
Quite the crowd.
Yeah.
I think we had 33 bulls.
Yep.
Full crowd, and
okay.
It was a good time.
Packed house.
All right. Mm-hmm. So the Egg Olympics, that was already at noon.
At noon, okay. Yes. I did not get over there to check it out, but...
Because we were sitting in the AC.
Yes, that's right. So enjoying the AC. But.
Talk a little bit about that Little Scrappers pedal pole again.
Yeah, so Little Scrappers pedal pole company puts that on.
Oh, yeah.
We have a couple fair board members who own that.
So. Oh, they own it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I saw that. Where was I? I was in Olivia.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I saw the trailer.
Yeah, they get around. They can do a lot of places.
Yep.
Elizabeth and Devin DeVos and their family.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And then, of course, tonight is the big event.
Baja racing.
Right.
Yeah.
Come on
so
out.
Usually our biggest night. So.
That, isn't that what Yellow Mesa and County Fair is really known for, the Baja race?
I think so. Yeah.
I emceed that a long time ago, and they didn't ask me back. So,
well, who were they?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a joke. And tonight, I know these guys. The Stitches.
Yeah.
From Dawson.
They'll start at 8, I believe, and go till midnight. And we've got our beer gardens out there. And Baja start at 7, but our gates open at 5:30.
They're a bunch of young guys from Dawson, and they are very,
they're
very good.
They're so entertaining.
Yeah, very mm-hmm. good, very good. So, all right. I think I asked you what your favorite food is.
I don't think I had an answer, but I might today.
Was it Jody? Who was that?
Judy.
Judy. Coors Light was her favorite.
Yeah. And that beer garden is open, too. We opened it early.
So
come on out and get a nice cold one.
Where is the beer garden on the fairgrounds?
Right outside the grandstands there.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool.
And we also did put out buckets of free water, ice water, throughout the grounds for everyone.
Yeah.
So
stay hydrated
and
we'll keep that stocked up.
Yep.
Grab a free water. There's water all over.
Okay. That's good. That's people will probably use that then, for sure.
For sure.
And yet, I don't know, I can tolerate the heat a little bit, but it's not bad out really.
No, I think we've had kind of hotter fairs. Day one and two were actually beautiful.
Yeah.
Breezy, cloud cover, it was great.
Lots of good weather, so.
Yeah. Talk about the food that's here, a couple of the food items.
Well, we've got Mortland's Burgers. That's my favorite food truck. They've got some good burgers, so if you're out, try that. Chicken Connection's here, too. They've got some pretty good loaded potatoes, and them garlic cheese curds are my favorite.
Garlic cheese curds.
Yeah, check those out.
Well, you guys put me next to the mini donuts stand.
Yeah, you don't forget
always
to pick those up.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's my weakness right over there. So
smell so great, too.
That's right.
Yep.
Katie, what do you like? What's your favorite fair food, and what do you like about serving on the Yellow Mesa County Fair?
Well, I'm the Yellow Mesa County Fair Board secretary, so I stay plenty busy.
What's involved in the secretary? What's the job?
A lot of writing.
I take a lot of notes.
No.
Yeah, I just, take notes, type up the meeting minutes. We do secretary's reports and, being an officer, I think we have a few more extra duties than some of the other board members, but.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
What's your favorite food then?
Mini donuts are great. They're pretty good. But if I were to pick a food truck, I think the Mortland's Burger. I had a cowboy burger from there last night.
Oh, nice.
Boy, was that
Where's
good.
That located?
That's the red truck right outside the exhibit building.
Oh, right out here.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going. I haven't had lunch yet, so.
Oh.
Me either.
I've been drinking.
But I've been
lunch.
Eyeballing those. Yeah.
Those wine slushies.
So. Deanna Borst is right out the door here, so I had to try one of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I've also had a Maui Wowie. Oh, that was really good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, those lemonades,
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
Boy, I had to stop paying with Venmo because I feel like people are going to judge me how many I purchased.
Crystal, I can't remember what you said your favorite fair food was.
You know, I don't think I gave you one.
Okay.
Because
Judy threw us off with Coors Light.
She did, yeah. She has stopped us right in our tracks there with that. Can't really top that answer.
Nope, you can't.
No, but like I said, those wine slushies are great, and I think I'm going to head for one of those. But
yep.
Drink my dinner.
Yep, there you go. All right, you guys sure have fun as a fair board, I
yeah.
think.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we got
I can
great,
see
great
you guys in the office there. There's always someone laughing. Or,
yeah, that's good.
So.
Yeah, we got a good full team, so
yeah.
we all get along well, and we all... Yeah, we just kind of do our own thing. And
all right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for going on the radio with
you
me again.
Yeah.
Thanks for having Q92 over in the fair, and we love
Absolutely.
Being here.
We
and
love
broadcast.
Having you.
Yeah.
We do. Yep.
All right. Thanks. That's Katie Gronhoff and Crystal Thufson.
Thufson. Like Thufson.
Oh.
You'll get it. You'll get it.
Do that again. That's Thufson.
No,
just a muscle.
Well, I lift a little bit
yeah.
around here.
Ice right. bucket's a water.
Ice bucket. Katie's a beer.
All right, thanks, ladies. Appreciate
yeah,
it.
You're welcome.
And come over to the Baja races tonight. Starts at 7 o'clock here at the Alamosa County Fair. And we'll turn it back to you in the studio. We'll continue our live broadcast throughout the afternoon here from the Alamosa County Fair here in Canby.
Our broadcast from the area county fairs this year brought to you in part by Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Cargill Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Klein Insurance Agency, Lacaparo Farm Bureau, Lacaparo Farmers Union, Madison Auto Parts, Madison Bottling, Madison Liquor Store, Montevideo Insurance Center, Old National Bank in Madison, Schweeters, United Prairie Bank, West Central Irrigation, Zielsdorf Auction, and Hometown Flooring and Blinds of Hancock. A broadcast from the Area County Fairs this year brought to you in part by Appleton Area Health, Canby Chamber of Commerce, Canby Drug and Gifts, CCM Health of Montevideo, Celtic Insurance, Carly Bothan, Cliff Buesman Trucking, Gary, South Dakota, the Cut Loose Tavern of Porter, Co-op Credit Union, Montevideo and Canby, Dawson Chamber of Commerce, Doug Service and Marine, Edward Jones, Shelley Bednar, Montevideo, Evenson Electronics of Holloway, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Fiesta City Liquor of Montevideo, FM Bank of Granite Falls, and Grace Haven Assisted Living in Madison.
Paul Ramo broadcasting live from the Yellow Medicine County Fair here in Canby in the Q92 booth. Hey, stop by. We've had a lot of people stop by registering for Mall of America packages, Grand Theater packages. The fair is happening. It's the last day of the Yellow Medicine County Fair. And like I said before, don't let the heat bother you. It's not that bad out here, really, on the fairgrounds. So stop by, register for prizes, stop by and visit with me. And we have a visitor visiting with me. I said, hey, put the headset on. Miranda Anderson from Dawson Boyd High School. Hi, Miranda.
Hi.
How you doing?
Really good.
So why'd you stop by the Q92 booth?
Because you are an amazing person.
Oh, no way.
Yes, I love watching your stuff.
Oh, okay.
And listening.
I thought you were going to say you're registering for a Mall of America package.
Well, I am.
So you follow me on social media then?
Oh, I think almost all of it.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I understand you're in 4-H.
Yes.
And Yellow Medicine County is really known, the fair is really known for their 4-H, right, Miranda?
Definitely.
So talk about what 4-H group are you in? Yeah.
Me and my cousin are in the Bird Bustlers. We show every year. My cousin has showed Violet. She is a registered doe. She showed her 2 years. Last year as a junior. This
okay.
year as a senior. And for state fair lineup, or not state fair, showmanship, she got honorable mention, so third. And for her class, she got first because she was the only one in her class.
Oh, okay. That's your cousin?
Yes.
What's your cousin's name again?
Adriana.
Adriana, okay. And you're in the same 4-H group?
Yes.
Okay. And you didn't show this year?
No,
okay.
I didn't. My goat sadly passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's okay.
Okay. What have you been in?
We have done just goats.
Okay. All right. And what school do you go to?
Dawson Boyd.
Okay, and what grade are you going to be in, Miranda?
I'm going to be in eighth.
Eighth grade. All right. What do you like about school?
I like health class the most just because it, like, helps me on what I want to be when I get older.
Okay. Are you involved in any other activities at school?
Yes, I do robotics from Dawson, volleyball. And
I've interviewed the robotics team.
When?
Awesome. Yeah.
Like 2 years ago?
Yeah. Is it Dustin? Johnson?
Yes.
Yeah, he has me come over every year and interview the robotics team.
Dang.
So.
He didn't do it this year.
Yeah, I think I did. You must have been gone.
Must have.
Okay, what other activities?
I also do FCCLA. That's really all, just those three.
All right. Well, what do you like about the LMS and County Fair? Have you been in any of the inflatables at all? Or?
Yes. I think the ones that have water are really nice for today. I haven't been in them today yet.
Okay.
But they are really nice and cool, so definitely go and see those.
There you go. That's right. We had a big crowd for the inflatables on Thursday. That's for sure, because it was free, right?
Yeah.
All right. All right, then, so you can register for prizes here. Have you registered yet, Miranda?
Yes, just a little.
Just a little bit.
Ah!
Well, do you think you'll win?
I hope.
You want to go to the Nickelodeon universe, huh?
I want to go anywhere.
Okay. All right, Miranda, thanks for joining me in the booth here. Appreciate
it. You're welcome.
It. And you and your cousin have a good time.
We will. We're going to go keep registering.
Okay, you bet. All right, it's Miranda Anderson enjoying the Yellow Medicine County Fair. And the big event tonight's in the grandstand. It's the Baja Races. It starts at 7 o'clock. You can take that in. And then the Stitches from Dawson are here tonight. You know any of the Stitches at all? Landon Keeman.
Yeah,
and
I do.
Olson. Yeah, they're going to play from 8 to midnight in the entertainment stage here at the LMS and County Fair. So take that in. They're really good. Have you heard them?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, they're good.
They've gone to Hair to Chill right outside of Montevideo.
Yeah.
And I was there, so it was really nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I was there broadcasting from Heritage Hill, too. Did you see me?
No, I did not.
Oh,
that time.
Bummer. Okay. Thanks, Miranda.
You're welcome.
All right, with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studios, and we'll continue our live broadcast here from the Yellow Medicine County Fair here in Canby.
Our broadcast from the area county fairs this year brought to you in part by Greater Community Credit Union, Dawson, Heather Nursery and Floral, Hughes Real Estate, Independent Oil Company of Canby, Jim's Clothing, Fast Threads, Johnson Memorial Health Services in Dawson, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Midwest Bank of Dawson, MVTV Wireless, Olson Sanitation, Prairie Sun Bank, Dawson Grain, R&T Manufacturing, and Midwest Rivers Insurance, Mitch Gertis. A broadcast from the area county fairs this year brought to you in part by Appleton Area Health, Canby Chamber of Commerce, Canby Drug and Gifts, CCM Health of Montevideo, Celtic Insurance, Carly Bothan, Cliff Buseman Trucking, Gary, South Dakota, the Cut Loose Tavern of Porter, Co-op Credit Union, Montevideo and Canby, Dawson Chamber of Commerce, Doug Service and Marine, Edward Jones, Shelley Bednar, Montevideo, Evenson Electronics of Holloway, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Fiesta City Liquor of Montevideo, FM Bank of Granite Falls, and Grace Haven Assisted Living in Madison.
All right, welcome back to the Yellow Medicine County Fair here in Canby on a Saturday afternoon. Paul Raymond broadcasting from the Q92 radio booth. Here in the exhibit building where all the vendors are. Been having a great time at the fair here this year. Just want to encourage everybody to stop by the booth, register for prizes. We're giving Mall America package away. That's Nickelodeon Universe, Crayola, Mini Golf, and some Grand Theater tickets, and some other prizes as well. We'll give them away Monday afternoon about 4 o'clock. So you might want to listen to see if your name's drawn. If you come by and register, you can come by and visit with me. As well, I'm on my second Maui Waui today. It is a little warm out, but don't let that stop you from coming over to Canby to the Yellow Medicine County Fair. A lot of activities still going on. It's actually the last day of the fair, and the big event tonight in the grandstand is the Baja Races, and that's kind of what Yellow Medicine County Fair is known for, is the Baja Race. That starts at 7 o'clock tonight, and of course, later on tonight, the Stitches, a bunch of guys from Dawson. Great band. I've heard them a number of times. They are amazing. They're going to start at 8 o'clock tonight and go to about midnight. They put on quite a show, and that's free entertainment, by the way, and they'll be on the entertainment stage. Well, I'm a part of QQ92 is a part of the Canby Area Chamber of Commerce, and I got Amy Johnson with me. I twisted her arm to come out on the radio, right, Amy?
Yes, he sure did.
you have your own business just a few from me here, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. So thanks for putting the headset on.
Yes, you're welcome.
All right, you're part of the Chamber of Commerce as well.
I am part of the Chamber.
Pretty active Chamber, isn't it?
We are active, and we're trying to be more active to sponsor more things and get us known more in the community to help more of the businesses out.
That's right. And you got Canby Chamber of Commerce has big crazy days coming up. Why don't you tell us all about it, Amy?
We do have crazy days coming up. It is July 31st and August 1st, so that would be this coming next Friday, Saturday. And the Chamber is offering free lemonade downtown on Friday from noon to 1. And then we're also something new this year. We're going to put like poker chips hidden within the businesses. And if you find one, you can come see myself at Independent Oil on Monday to claim a prize of Canby swag or whatever it may be, gift card.
Okay. Awesome. So how's this work then? I got to go into a participating business?
A participating chamber business.
Okay.
And there's going to be hidden tokens around.
Around the store?
Around the stores,
and
yes.
And you got to find them.
And you have to find them,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. That's a great idea.
Yeah, something new this year we're going to try, so we'll see how it turns out.
So if you find one, what do you do then?
And you hang on to it, and you have to come to Independent Oil on Monday from 7 to 4 and claim a prize.
Okay, awesome. I'll be over.
Perfect.
When is that going to happen?
Monday the 3rd.
July 31st?
So August 3rd,
You
can come and claim your prize.
Okay, August 3rd. Yep. So when is Crazy Days in Canby then?
July 31st and August 1st.
Okay, and that's just coming up this Friday, I believe, right?
Correct.
Right. Trying to revitalize Crazy Days?
We are. We're trying to bring the businesses to bring more things. We're trying to have them bring a few things outside to get people to recognize that, there's something going on special in town. Not sure how many businesses will do that, but hopefully a few of them will participate and bring something out.
Okay, great. So come on over to Canby this Friday and Saturday for Crazy Days in Canby and support and shop the Canby businesses here.
Yes, please do.
All right, and as I do every interview I do, Amy, I got to ask you what your favorite fair food is.
Ooh, there's lots of favorites.
Yeah. You know, I see Amy at a lot of fairs. She goes to just as many fairs, if not more, than I do. And actually, she's just a few vendors down from me here. And you have your own business, don't you?
I do. I sell Tastefully Simple, and I've been selling for 22 years. So I have full cash and carry on hand at all times. And if I don't have it, I'm glad to order it for you and get it in and get it delivered to you.
So tell us a little bit about Tastefully Simple. What's that about?
Tastefully Simple is a Minnesota-based business located in Alexandria, Minnesota.
Oh, it is?
Yep.
What kind of products?
It is seasonings and sauces, some cake mixes, beer bread. Sometimes there's drink buckets. And every once in a while, they'll have limited supply only items that are for a short time period. And if there's something you've had in the past few years and we don't have it anymore, make sure you mention it to us because we're always excited to hear about the old products that you love that we don't have. And then some items that turn into limited time only.
Okay, great. And Amy's easy to spot as you walk into the, what is this building called?
The exhibit building.
Exhibit building, yeah. Easy to spot. Tastefully Simple. So.
Yes, I'm right inside the door.
All right.
Yep.
And you're right next to the mini donuts, too.
Yes, I am.
That's a weakness of mine. You smell them?
I smell them all day, and then I go home, and I still smell like a mini donut.
All right, what was your fair food, did you say?
No, I have not. I don't know.
You know what
I have
Judy
so many...
from the fair board said?
What did she say?
Coors Light.
Oh. Well,
that's not really a food.
That's not a food, but I have to agree with her. I don't know. I really try to take in a lot of the different items because I like to support the local church stand. I like to do the 4-H stand and then the food trucks, too. So it just depends on what I'm hungry for at the time.
Okay,
lots of different things.
DeLon was just sitting with me visiting. He encourage me to come over to the, is it Our Savior's?
Yep, Our Savior's Church Day.
For a beef
yep.
commercial.
They're delicious.
I'm
yep.
going to do that.
They have awesome pies, too.
Oh.
Yeah, homemade pies.
I haven't eaten lunch yet.
Oh, well,
what time
there
is
you
it
go.
After 2 o'clock? So.
Yes. So, yeah, for sure hit up the church stand because it's amazing.
Okay.
It's air-conditioned, too.
Ooh, that's better yet.
Yep.
Okay. All right, Amy, thanks for coming on and talking about the Canby Area Chamber of Commerce. Besides Crazy Days, we do a lot of other events throughout the year, too, don't we?
We do. We have the Crazy Days coming up, then we have a Fall Fest. We do hometown holidays in December. We do Hat Days that we just finished in June.
That's our biggest thing that
yep,
we do.
Yeah, that's our biggest event that we do.
Yep. Okay.
So, yeah, we have lots of events that happen in town.
All right. All right, stay cool today, Amy.
I will sure try.
We go get a Maui Wowie.
I should. I haven't had one yet,
they're
so I might have to go get one today.
Yeah, they're out of Marshall, I guess, so.
Okay,
so.
Perfect.
All right, thanks, Amy.
All right, thank you.
Amy Johnson with the Canby Area Chamber of Commerce, and once again, the last day of the Yellow Medicine County Fair. I want to thank the Fair Board for having us come over and broadcast live every day here during the fair. And we did a lot of interviews. Maya Pesek this morning and with a lot of 4-H that we talked about. And, you know, it's been a lot of fun here at the fair. So still time to come on over and catch the Baja races tonight at 7. And then the Stitches from 8 to midnight. And they got the inflatables
that
are happening. Have you been on the inflatables?
I have not, but I hear there's lots of them, and there's some water ones out there that the kids are really loving today.
That's right. Okay. All right. With that, I want to thank our fair sponsors for sponsoring the county fairs here. And with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studios.
Our broadcast from the area county fairs this year brought to you in part by Greater Community Credit Union, Dawson, Heather Nursery and Floral, Hughes Real Estate, Independent Oil Company of Canby, Jim's Clothing, Fast Threads, Johnson Memorial Health Services in Dawson, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, MinWest Bank of Dawson, MVTV Wireless, Olson Sanitation, Prairie Sun Bank, Dawson Grain, R&T Manufacturing, and Midwest Rivers Insurance, Mitch Gerdes.